are listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 434. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another podcast episode where I'm your host, Ange, a business consultant, keynote speaker, and podcaster who's helped thousands of women around the world scale their businesses. Now today, I've got an amazing human who is taking part in the Take Over the Mic series, where I shine a light on powerhouse business owners and thought leaders who are shaking things up in their industries through a sponsored feature. In this episode, I'm handing the mic over to the amazing Ashley Boston. She's a trusted expert when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ad, but she's not here to sell you the fairy tale that ads will magically fix everything. That's what I love about her. She keeps things real, and she's going to help you to understand what it actually takes and what actually needs to be put in place to scale sustainably with Meta ads. Here's what you'll learn in today's episode: why Meta ads won't fix a broken offer or funnel, and the critical elements you need sorted before you spend a cent. You're also going to learn a simple proven framework to map out an ad strategy that fuels consistent, scalable sales without burning through your cash. And Ashley's also going to share how to shift from short-term boosts to long-term results by thinking like a strategist, not just a content creator. So whether you dabbled in paid ads or you're ready to take them seriously, this episode is packed with gold to help you scale smarter, not harder. Let's dive in with the amazing Ashley Boston.
This one is for you if you have boosted a post and handed it off as a Facebook ad, or maybe you have gone into the ads manager, built out an ad campaign and hoped for the best, or that the magic is just going to take over and those leads and sales are going to come trickling in. But Meta ads aren't your quick fix, but they can be your best growth move if you've got the right strategy in place. Hi, I'm Ashley Boston, a Meta ad and funnel strategist. I'm a mentor and I support business owners in their growth through Meta ads. I live in Sydney with my husband and my 1.5-year-old daughter. I have been in this space of digital marketing and social media since 2008, feels like a really long time ago. And I started to learn more about Meta ads in 2015. I took a 12-week course in the States and I just saw this huge opportunity that business owners had and could have by not just reaching their customers and clients locally or within their country without having to leave, but being able to reach their audience on a global level. And that was something that was really exciting to me. It was also exciting to be able to look at metrics and be able to see what's working and how they're performing and ensure that we are generating sales profitably for a business. And that's what I have been doing ever since. I've worked with e-commerce, I've worked with course creators, membership owners, service-based businesses, and I just absolutely love working inside of this space and supporting businesses in creating a strategy that is unique to them so that you can use Meta ads to grow your business and also create funnels that allow you to be bringing in leads and sales on a weekend while you're enjoying time with your family. Today, I want to just thank you, Angela, for allowing me to share with your wonderful community here. And I'm super excited to dive deep into this today. We're going to be talking about Meta ads, obviously, and how they are not the magic fix and what you really need to have in place to be able to scale if you are ready to start utilizing Meta Ads. Now, Meta Ads won't save a broken offer or a funnel. I'm going to talk a little bit about what you need to have in place before you start running Meta Ads. And I want to first of all go back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast is the boost button. A lot of us have fallen in that trap, and I know it's so easy to do because Facebook promotes to boost your posts. You'll get more engagement, you'll get more reach. But the problem with hitting that boost button is that you are asking Meta for people to engage on that post, to like it, to comment, to share. Potentially, you might get people coming across and following you on your platforms, but very rarely will you see leads or sales. If you have boosted a post before, then I want you to take a look at how many sales did you get? Did you get any leads out of it? My guess is you've probably not had anyone convert. And that's because of what you are really asking Meta to do when you are boosting a post. So no more boosting posts. Sure, it can work here and there, but it's important to have a strategy in place where we are moving your audience through a customer value journey, that they engage with you, they sign up to your email list, and then they convert, buy one of your programs, or want to work with you one-on-one. So let's do some real talk. If your offer isn't selling organically, then Meta Ads aren't going to change that. Meta Ads are here to amplify what is already working for you. If you have a funnel or an opt-in that's already converting at, let's say, 25% or above, then this is the perfect opportunity to take that offer and put it into a campaign. Now, when you set up a campaign, there's really two objectives that we focus on. One is leads. If you want to focus on growing your email list or you are preparing for a launch, then you want to generate those leads to top up your email list. The second one is sales. Now, this is for if you are selling a course or if you are selling a low ticket offer, anything that you are putting out there for people to buy, you want to optimize that for sales. And the reason for that is we want high quality audiences to be attracted to our offer. So very rarely do I ever use traffic as an objective because it's usually people that are most likely to click on an ad versus sign up to something. And I see a lot of posts where people say, I've had a lot of traffic to my offer, but like I've only had two people opt in. And I will ask them, what type of objective did you use? I used traffic. Okay. Well, of course you're going to get a lot of traffic to that offer because that's the objective you chose. When we are running ads, we want to make sure that we're optimizing for leads so that we are getting those conversions happening. Okay, so if your funnel has no follow-up, so no email nurture sequences, or you are sending traffic to a high ticket item with zero nurture, or maybe you have a great product, but you have really unclear messaging, then these are all things that we need to make sure we have in place before we run ads. Because typically, it's not your product or your course that people don't want to buy. It's usually the messaging, or we're not talking about it enough. So make sure you have in place email nurture sequences. Make sure you have a way to follow up with your audience so that you can move them through that customer journey. So I've had clients come to me who have spent thousands on ads, and they're not the problem, but the offer and the funnel wasn't dialed in enough. It had holes. It was like a leaky bucket. It was pouring water out the bottom of it. And I had a client come to me at the start of this year who had been running ads, and she was getting all these leads, and she had a upsell on the thank you page. And I see a lot of business owners don't stop and take a look at the numbers, and the number, like the metrics, is where it's at. This is how we can understand what isn't working and what we need to change to improve our funnels. In the last 12 months while she had this ad running, she was getting leads, and then when I looked at the upsell, there were only three conversions. Only three people bought that offer, which told me that there was a total misalignment with what she was offering on that thank you page. We want to make sure that the opt-in is in alignment with the upsell. That leads them to potentially down the track of the course or the membership or the coaching. So make sure that there is an alignment on the opt-in and the upsells that you have with your funnels. And look at the data, because the data doesn't lie. And that's something that I love about Meta Ads. So some mini takeaways for you. Check your foundations first. Is your offer proven? So have you tested it with your warm audience? How many opt-ins have you received? What is your percentage of conversions? Do you have a really clear mapped out funnel? So do you have an opt-in that leads to an upsell to a thank you page? Or do you have an opt-in that leads to maybe like a mini evergreen course? Make sure you have that in place and that you have your emails for your nurture sequences going out. The other mini takeaway is your messaging. It must be super clear. You want to make sure that you are speaking to your ideal audience. We want to focus on the benefits and not just the features of an offer. And if you have two different types of audiences, then ensure that you have very different messaging for each of them. If you have two audiences and they have two very different pain points, you want to make sure that you are writing copy that's going to resonate with them. So make sure your messaging is really crystal clear. All right, let's go into the framework. So mapping out a scalable ad strategy. So once you've got a solid offer, we then need to build the engine around it. The ads are the fuel, but the car, that's your funnel. I think that's a really simple analogy to think about Meta Ads. So we're going to go through three simple steps. Step one is to clarify the offer. So who is it for? And I want you to really dive deep into this. I don't want you to just be like, it's for a mom who has one child and they have a business. I want you to go really deep. Who are they? Who do they follow? What do they like? What do they not like? Really go deep into that. Why do they need it now? Why do they need the thing that you have right now? What's the transformation? And if your ad creative doesn't speak straight to the problem they're facing, you're just adding to the noise within the platform. An example of this right now, my daughter, 1.5, we still don't sleep through the night. That is a pain point of mine right now. Hoping it's just a phase. But, you know, for me right now, I would love for her to sleep through the night. Imagine how rested I would feel. The transformation. And I've worked with people in the past, and I think everyone is very different in terms of kids. But think about what that transformation is. Imagine being able to go to bed at 8 p.m. and wake up at 7 a.m. and, you know, but that's just not where I'm at. But I want you to think about, why do they need it now and what's the transformation? And then you want to make sure that your creative also speaks to that. And I, when it comes to like creatives, I like using images either of the person or, depending on your program or your offers, like testimonial videos, definitely a great ad creative. Make sure you put captions on them if they are talking. Really utilize those testimonials if you have them. It also helps you to create messaging that is in alignment with your ideal audience. It's one of the best pieces of advice I could give is to go through your testimonials, put them into ChatGPT, and then ask for them to pull out hooks and create hooks around those testimonials.
Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time, not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything.
It's a great way to utilize them. Step two, map out your funnel. We want to make sure that when we are building out our ad campaigns and our funnels, that we are building that awareness through to the interest into a conversion. So a lot of the time, I think we forget that we are marketing to other humans. They are reading this, they are looking at this, and we want to build that trust, build you as the expert authority in this space. Another example of a funnel might be a lead magnet, which an opt-in through to your email sequence where you might have in there an offer or like for a program or a low ticket offer. Another funnel idea would be to go from a low ticket, so maybe like a $47, $97 offer, up into an upsell. And this is something that has worked well. Mini courses for $47. I've been running ads for clients directly to them, and that has been working really well. Another strategy we've used is to take a workshop that has been priced and use a coupon code to sort of take like, you know, $20 off or $50 off that. And that is something that has been converting well with cold audiences. So just think of different ways that you could test your offers. And then obviously you have your ad campaigns going out to a cold audience. We then want to make sure that we are retargeting those people. So if you have leads coming in and then you're wanting to have those leads move into a low ticket offer, then you could retarget that audience with that offer so that you're moving them through a customer journey in your meta ads. Step three, assign the ads. So we want to match each stage of the funnel to a specific ad campaign. And I mentioned this earlier, is that we want to make sure we are choosing the right type of objectives with our offers. So at our top of funnel, some other ideas that you could also utilize is if you've got podcast episodes and you want to be able to build your podcast episodes up, or if you've got videos as well, that is a great way to educate people on who you are and what you do. The only thing I always suggest is that if you have a link that they click through, make sure that you have an opt-in at the bottom of that. Something that used to work really well and we did a lot for e-commerce was sending them to blog articles. It might have been like three tips or how to care for X. And then at the bottom, we would have like their coupon code that they could sign up for. And that was one of our highest converting ad campaigns because it educated the audience and then they went on and purchased the products. The middle of funnel, again, is about building that trust, sharing that proof. So testimonials, leads, if you're wanting to grow your email list, but you could also include sales in this campaign of your middle funnel as well. And then if you're going into launch, then this is really like your warm audience that you're focusing on. If you are launching or you have an evergreen funnel that you're wanting to convert, then you're wanting to optimize for sales here as well. It's really just about testing and seeing what's going to perform well, looking at the data and making your judgment from the data in your campaigns to see how your campaigns are performing and what is resonating with your audience. So you want to be really building that momentum. And the goal is to be running campaigns all year round. If you can be generating leads and sales all year round, then when you come to your launches, you're not going to have this big launch where you generate all this cash flow and then you have months where you don't have anything. And I think that's the beauty about meta ads is we can create these funnels that are going to bring in leads and sales for those months where we're not live launching. The other thing is if you can have your upsells cover the cost of your ad spend, then you're living the dream. All right, let's go on. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about having a mindset from a strategist point of view and really thinking beyond that boost button. And this is where most women in business get stuck, or where most of us have been before, is they're creating content potentially like a creator, but not thinking like a strategist. If we're boosting posts, we think that's running ad campaigns, but really, like, it's about creating a strategy that is going to nurture your audience through to becoming aware, to building that trust, converting them into leads, and then moving them through to sales. The other thing about running meta ads is that the more data you have in your account, the better your ads will perform. I've seen this before where taking an account that has lots of great data in it, then campaigns typically perform really well because it's learning. If you take a new account, it can be a little more challenging because there's no data in there. So it's really critical to make sure that if you have a new account, you want to make sure that you're doing things correctly from the beginning. Otherwise, if you are running campaigns and you're just running traffic ads or awareness campaigns, then it doesn't have much to learn from. So the more data you have in that account, the more sales and leads that you have, then the better your ads can perform. Obviously, there are some big changes that are coming in next few months. June is supposed to be when the ad account is getting an update, and there are some big changes happening with our objectives and campaigns. So there's going to be a lot of learning again going into that, where potentially we won't be able to use detailed interests. It's all going to be based on Meta's AI, and I've been doing testing with that within clients' accounts to try and get in front of it before those changes happen. It just goes to show that we now really need to focus on our creative and our copy to ensure that we are getting in front of the right audience and that we are getting the right type of audience into our offers. We really want to shift from that mindset of let's just see what happens and move it to here's what we're testing and here's what success looks like. So for example, if you have like an opt-in and you know you're going to run a test to that opt-in, you obviously want to know what you can afford to acquire a new lead at or what may be profitable for you. So looking at what your lifetime value of a client is really helps you to determine what you can afford to acquire a new lead at. And then we want to make sure we are looking at that data, looking at the metrics. So things like click-through rate, the higher the click-through rate, the better. It means that we're getting in front of the right audience. They're clicking on our ads, our cost per lead. We want that to, or our cost per click. We want that to be sort of around that dollar. It's going to vary across different niches as well. Not everyone is going to have the same metrics or the same cost per lead. And people get so caught up in, I just want to pay a dollar for a cost per lead. But it's going to depend on your niche, on your audience, and how competitive that space is. Okay, so really looking at what your cost per lead is and tracking this. Put it into an Excel spreadsheet and track it while your ads are running. I find that it helps to break down those numbers and then look at it over a week or so. If you're not getting leads or sales within a week, you want to be turning those ads off. We don't want to be spending money if we're not getting results. So they're just some of the metrics that we want to be looking at, and you can customize your ad dashboard to see all of those columns. So we want to think in metrics, look at our messaging, and then you know, it's not just about likes and clicks. We want to make sure that we are converting into leads or sales. Okay, so a little recap. Meta ads won't fix a broken offer or funnel. They are there to amplify what is already working. Have a simple mapped out strategy that gives you clarity. And when you think like a strategist, you stop guessing and you can start to scale. I could talk about scaling on a funnel that's performing really well. And when you're generating sales and leads and increasing that and increasing your ad budget or going out to more audiences, there's so much that we can cover on this when it comes to scaling. But if you're just sort of starting out, or maybe you haven't had any success with meta ads, just come back to the offer and look at the offer. And if you've just created a new offer, put it out to your social media or your email list and talk about it for a week and see how many people you bring into that. And then you could take it out to meta ads and see how it performs that way. Make sure you are choosing leads as your objective. So if this episode has maybe made you think like, okay, or you've got some good takeaways, or maybe I've hit a nerve and you're thinking, maybe it's not the ads, maybe it's the strategy, then this is your sign to stop just winging it and start to build real growth with this incredible tool that we have. I want to thank you again for Angela allowing me to come on and share this with you. And I run a live program called Hero Funnel, and it's a 3-month program where together we build out your opt-in, your upsell, your ad campaigns. We then dive into like ManyChat and how to use that to help automate things in your business. And so if you are interested in learning more about that, I will pop the link below. We are running another live one in August. So if you want to join the waitlist for that and find out more, you can also find me over at Ashley Boston HQ. I would love to hear from you there and love to hear what you took away from this episode. So thank you again, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.